The Orphan Sisters, written by Shirley Dixon and read by Anne Dover. It struck Esther as odd that Mam carried a suitcase that weighed her down on one side. She didn't think much of it, though, because today, Mam told them, they were going somewhere special, and Esther was excited about it. Even a ride in a tram car was a thrilling experience for Esther, who, at 4, hadn't yet acquired her older sister Dorothy's ability to deal with the unexpected. It was a cloudy, grey sort of day, not the sort of weather they'd usually go out for a trip. Mam never took them out this time of morning, and she certainly never wore her best swagger coat, cloche hat, and a touch of vivid red lipstick, unless it was a Sunday. Hurrying to catch up with Mam, Esther passed the butcher's shop window where Aunt Olga, the butcher's wife, a tray of sausages in her hand, stared out at her.
"I'm off someplace special,"
Esther mouthed. A look of confusion crossed Aunt Olga's face, and she called to someone over her shoulder.
"Be quick, I say," Mam commanded from further along the street.
Esther, giving Auntie Olga a little wave, ran to catch up. They passed rows of red brick houses that shouldered the streets, their tall chimney pots belching clouds of grimy smoke into the grey sky. The cobbled back lanes they walked along were lined by high yard walls with coloured glass cemented in the top.
"Why is..."
"To prevent kids from climbing over," Mam cut in, anticipating Esther's question.
Hardly had Mam put the suitcase down on the pavement by the tramcar stop when a man approached them and tipped his cap.
"You have a bit of a handful, pet," he said. "Will I give you a hand with that suitcase?"
"Please,"
Mam replied, and managed a smile that didn't seem quite real.
"That's very kind."
"You must be going a fair distance by the size of the luggage."
"A fair distance," Mam repeated, non-committally.
And Dorothy, who was hanging onto her hand at the other side, let out a funny sound as if she was crying but didn't want to be heard.
"What's wrong with the bairn?" the man asked.
Mam snapped at him.
"It's none of your business."
Then the tramcar came rattling around the corner of Frederick Street, and the young man hoisted up the suitcase and dumped it on the platform. With a last glance at them and a shake of the head, he vanished swiftly inside.